USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virus restrictions being put in place by Oregon Governor Kate Brown have been upheld by the Supreme Court. She says they're not lifting any more restrictions due to a spike of new cases.
This is essentially a statewide yellow light. This one-week pause will give our public health experts time to assess what factors are driving the spread of the virus.
California's governor has been told that he's overstepped his authority. Governor Newsom's changes to allow mail-in ballots in November have been temporarily blocked. The Center for Disease Control says cases will go up as people go out more. Deputy Director Jay Butler.
The direction of the pandemic is in all of our hands, so let's wash those hands. Maintain social distancing, wear cloth face coverings when possible.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Brazil has become the indisputable center as the world's second highest nation with the number of deaths from COVID-19 at almost 42,000. USA's John Clemens reports.
Brazil's Ministry of Health reports the cumulative total of over 828,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus, with almost 26,000 new infections, with another 909 people losing their lives, second only to the United States. Dr. Mike Ryan of the World Health Organization says Brazil's healthcare system was standing up to the pressure.
The system, as such, from the data we see, is not overwhelmed, but certainly in certain parts of Brazil, there's a significant pressure on the intensive care unit bed occupancy. And again, we commend the brave frontline health workers.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Los Angeles County has released safety guidelines allowing film and TV productions to resume after being shut down since March due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Screen Actors Guild, the Directors Guild, the Teamsters, and more contributed to protocols for production. These include regular testing and symptom monitoring, staggered meal times, and hand washing, as well as sanitizing. Employers are expected to provide personal protective equipment. Cast and crew are required to wear cloth face masks, but only essential cast and crew are allowed on set. If actors can't wear a face mask, they need to stand 8 feet apart. Guidelines say actors should do their own makeup and bring their own props, and whenever possible, avoid sharing. Not only are fight scenes and love scenes discouraged, but actors should remain as silent as possible to avoid spreading droplets through talking. The document says scenes requiring cast to be closer than 6 feet should be kept as brief as possible, and crowds of extras should be avoided. TV shows can use paid staff as the audience, but only sitting 6 feet apart and filling no more than 25% of the audience. Details on crew meals say that buffets are no longer allowed. Any food item must be single serving. The guidelines also say there should be one-directional traffic, frequent hand washing breaks, and provide hand sanitizer throughout the entire set. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.